baby, I'm at the point in my life where I'm tired of playing games. I don't wanna settle down, I don't wanna buy a house, and I don't wanna change my last name. I don't wanna have your kids, I don't want the life to live. Never gave what it was supposed to give. I've been your superwoman for so long.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Ra Ali.
And it's your boy, Louis, a.k.a. Mr. Don Quixote.
It's your sexologist bestie, Cash.
Have no fear. Shoo-hoo-sh. Mr. Organic, JDR, is here.
Yes, sir.
It's Aki.
Had to put a little remix on that thing.
Yeah, he a little
ass. Switch it up on me.
Had to put a little bit up on him. Can't be too predictable.
Can't do that now. That's going to throw off the greatness.
Oh, man, guys. And we are back for another episode of
On the Contrary.
All right, guys. We actually got a spicy topic for the quick fire question, y'all. Y'all ready for this? I already know my answer, so I'm going to let y'all go. If you had to create an alias for your porn career, what would your porn name be and why?
Mr. Lick'em. Like to lick that ass.
Oh, yes. Damn. Okay, Toya.
One in particular, though, all right? Yeah, Mr. Let's be Lick'em. Clear about that. Yeah, but Mr.
Lick'em. Okay, Toya.
Mr. Lick'em.
Big shout out. Mr. Lick'em, okay.
He would stay with his regular
mine's
name.
Mine would be Mia.
It could work.
Because that's my name. Mia is my alter ego.
Mia.
So. Oh, Mia is already your alter. Why Mia?
Yes.
With an I or with a Y?
M-I-A.
That's nice. That's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, mine probably, they call me 3D. That dick dropper. Capital so D on all three.
I swear to y'all, we did not rehearse this.
That
shit came right out.
That's what they call me, though. That's already, they know. You know what I'm saying? That dick dropper.
Don't come in with a sweatsuit.
That's one of my favorite questions. Can I drop? Can I drop that dick?
Do they call it to you, or is that what you call yourself?
Nah, that would come on,
that's
man.
The goal. All right.
You don't give no AKAs to yourself. You know, that would be Chrissy.
People got it. It's funny because my AKA was given to me. That's so funny you say that. I'm not a porn star, but I already have a porn name because I do have a kink life.
There
it's Enchantress is my name. Yeah, either way you end up.
Enchantress.
Yeah. Damn. How you spell that? Enchanted. Like you know,
enchanted,
like
but with an R-E-S-S.
Like a sorceress, because either way you under my spell.
Ooh, damn.
Whether I'm submitting to you or whether I'm the one taking control, you gonna be spellbound, baby. You gonna be look into my eyes.
How do you spell that?
E N C H A N T R E S S. And when you say
some people just call you Tress for short.
They're not allowed to.
You gotta say the whole name. I be done forgot.
But my subs also call me Goddess, so that's like the ultimate. Those only two names I respond to: Enchantress or Goddess. But they gave me the name.
Right.
They gave me the name, so, you know, and I accepted it because it was right. It was fitting.
Yeah.
Because if you look into my eyes for too long.
Drop that dick.
Okay, so guys, all right. We talked about the alias and situation. We do have our topic of the week.
Let's get there. Topic of the week.
Now, this question was really interesting as I was reading it. From a signature fragrance, right, and angel numbers to not splitting the pole. I said spitting. I'm nasty. I'm always thinking about spitting.
Yeah, you want
to
spit on that pole, huh? Damn, baby. Slob on that pole.
Look at them.
Get weird.
The sound effects. She's like, you supposed to bring me in line.
Whip that mop, baby.
Just want to
whip that mop.
If your throat can't naturally just.
We ain't never going to have no reputable sponsors. We want to give us a, listen, reach out. We want
to
connect
with some sex toy companies. Yeah.
Sex toy companies.
Chatterbait.
Xhamster.com.
XNX.
Tasty Blacks.
Like,
all right, now we just give them all the companies.
Look where we at. Look what we doing.
But look, the question is this. People have all kinds of superstitions that they associate with luck. When it comes to romance or relationships, do you have any rituals or superstitions? Like, do you believe in superstitions? Why or why not? You know, so kind of like, do you associate any sort of superstitions with love and relationships?
Not me.
Anybody got a medium in this room?
Right.
I do not.
I just don't like no women with no big ass eyes. They throw me off. I don't like
what? I think my eyes are big.
Nah, but your shit ain't it's a bogan eye.
That's like thyroids.
Like, damn it.
He really has a problem with Roy.
That's what it is.
Here we go again.
Look, grab it. Look, grab it. And then
they be nosy and shit. They be looking around all the time.
Altoids. We are all advocates
of the oids.
Thyroid
was the
oids.
No, listen. So I would say my closest thing to a superstition though is signs. Like
astrology.
I definitely like looking at a person's zodiac. I don't think everybody's exactly their zodiac, but I do see some common traits that tend to show up. So I do kind of want to see, you know, what's their personality like tends to add to it. What's your birthday, Organic?
9/29. I'm a Libra.
Yeah, okay.
Libras
okay.
are great.
Libras are good people. Fun
Libras
people.
Are compatible with Aquarius. Aquarius, Libra, and Geminis.
Yeah.
Libras I mean, we get along with other signs as well, but those are our...
Lucky
my
Libras.
Partner's an Aquarian. I'm always with an Aquarius.
Right?
I'm a motherfucking Leo.
Aquarius. I'm
and
a Pisces,
I hate what they
though.
Say about Leo.
Emotional.
Hell.
King of the jungle.
Crazy. But you are an Hispanic man that's a Leo. Those are two very passionate... Jealous, emotional,
oh, shit. Jealous.
But wonderful.
You know
wonderful.
Yeah, y'all got the best.
This
like,
also great leader.
Too, like,
you're a great leader.
Dope.
Lewis, you know one. I'm a fan of Lewis. You know this
Absolutely.
Already. Like I love me some Lewis.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
But I know that you do not play about your woman. Because first of all, Hispanic men are like that as it is. Facts. They're very, very territorial.
Leo's off the list for me though. Not Lewis, you my nigga though. I mean, in a relationship, because there's some people you could like be friends with, but you can't be with. I don't know how to describe it. Yeah. But I don't know. Aquarians was always that for me, but I'm a Pisces, and my best friend is an Aquarius. So, and actually, most of my oldest friends are Aquarians, and then I've dated a lot of Aquarian men, but, you know, the men.
I
got one right now, and I think
like
he's a good man.
I had three girlfriends in my life, and two of them was Libras, too.
See, yeah.
Libras are fun. Yeah. I think Libras are so fun. I love the spontaneity. Like, they have personalities that are just, like, so fun going. So, I'll give you that.
The balance.
Yeah. So, that's the most of a superstition or whatever the case is. And that, and I hope your ancestors are stronger than mine if you think you're going to fuck me over. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I will say, because I do think my ancestors got me.
Okay,
now,
that's a good thing.
They be watching me.
Yeah, I don't have too many superstitions.
I have origins in the motherland, you know?
What was that
so.
Shit about someone sweeping over your feet? You won't get married.
Yeah. That's some bullshit.
Oh, my foot got
black,
swept
can
over
Can we talk about black people's
times,
ridiculous
look
superstitions?
Look
black
what happened.
People, our grandmothers.
You better
black
spit on that broom.
Could you, Mr. JDR,
right.
have no fear Mr. Organic is here?
Yes,
I'm not going to say the other one.
Right.
Could you be with a woman like Ra?
To keep it real with you, that would be easy for me. Because... We similar people, like how we think. We both hustlers and all that shit. Mm-hmm. We might be aggressive. We might be both bosses in our own right. But like I say, I'm big on communication. And I see she reciprocates communication and goes to growth. So we having these conversations, no matter if we butt heads initially. But we sit down, chop it up. Like, oh, baby, I'm wrong. We're going to do this together. She going to understand, and I'm going to understand.
Well, she don't like to be told what to do.
We ain't telling him what to do. We have a conversation. We're going to communicate.
You heard that,
Rob? Gonna compromise.
You heard what he said to you? He said, you tell him what to do.
Right. We're going to compromise. You know what I mean? We're going to compromise, have a good understanding
for sure.
And Rob's
going to come with the soft voice, and she's going to say, I would really like if you could go and do this for me.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
And she's going to give you that?
So that's where it's at.
But that's low-key her saying, motherfucker, go do it.
But that's better. There ain't no motherfucker go do it. That ain't going to work. But she understand, like, I don't like that. She's like, okay, I really want to do it. Okay, she's going to break it down and make it. So I ain't been in a situation with women like this before. Because, like I said, in life, I wasn't always the person I am. I had women that was over me like a motherfucker. But
so what you do to get them in line?
I mean, of course, you drop that dick. You know what I'm saying? But on top of that, they show my effort. I still am a real ambitious and disciplined person. So you're going to see the greatness in me. So you don't want to lose this like I wouldn't want to lose that. Mm-hmm. And then we come together, and you know the potential of that. Man, you ain't finna jeopardize greatness for what? Just for a little bit of pride and ego? No, we're going to communicate, compromise, and grow.
He's
for sure.
Guys. He's growing, y'all.
Now let's see what answers you guys had in the text.
Yeah, we did some text in there.
I said one response and one response only. I sent it to both of y'all.
Yeah, I saw it.
What was that? What you thought?
I said they going to say
y'all too much alike. I think he said. That's what I think.
So I thought that would be the reason
listen to what these text messages said. So before Lewis asked the question,
right.
Cash and Lewis gave what they felt his answer would be. Lewis said the personalities are too much alike, which is hilarious because
you said y'all were alike.
You said we're similar.
But Lewis felt that would be the reason.
That would
be
a
no.
Problem.
Right.
And Cash said he's going to say that he would have to get her in check or some shit like that.
Right.
Like he would respect her hustle, but need to tame her.
Right.
I think they did good. And
see, they did good, but see, like, a lot of that is like prior years, I would have been that. But I've grown so much within these last couple years, I can understand her, how she is, because I was like that too.
Right.
But once we had certain conversations, oh yeah, I took that. So she's ready for growth. So that would meet in the middle, and that's how you grow together.
I still feel
I
like some
that.
Of his words suggested a taming. That's why I said that.
It's compromise, because I'm going to need some taming,
but
too,
but he used better words, right? Yeah. He used better words, but
because
it's kind of like
need,
saying
I'm gonna need
you
got to
get
too.
Each other in line.
And when you know a person can help you grow, you're gonna pull back a little bit, too. So, like, some stuff, I'm going to have to listen,
sometimes
and some stuff,
lower
she got to
wing.
Listen.
Sometimes you got to lower
for
your
sure.
wing.
I like it. It was good.
I feel like, it was exactly what I would expect it to be. I would think, honestly, bro, like you said, you've grown.
Right.
I think you've grown a lot, even within this system
for
right
sure.
here. You have become like episode one versus where we are now, like episode 11,
yo,
12.
Yo, because the amount of times that I had to be like.
Yeah, looking at me. It's growth.
Growth for sure.
But it was, I searched for it though. Because, you know, I lived my life for a long time being a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I realized I was getting all the fulfillment, but it wasn't too many other people around me getting what I had. So it was like.
You get lonely at the top. You
it,
know,
does,
well,
it does, though.
I'm happy that we are part of your growth circle.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
We're going to jump
read
into
this essay.
The question of the week. And shout out to folks sending us questions. This person says, I'm a Black American. My fiance is from the Caribbean, St. Vincent, to be exact. We have been dating for 18 months, and I think she's perfect for me, so I proposed. We moved in together, and I'm finally meeting her family during the wedding planning process. I'm slowly realizing the cultural differences between us, especially when it comes to family. Her family, especially her mom and sisters, have a lot of opinions, but they ain't paying for anything. They are very vocal and judgmental. When I tell them I want a modest ceremony, they're bringing up her rich ex-boyfriend, and she just stands there awkwardly. My family could care less about my relationship, and they stay out of my business. This close-knit, overbearing family is new to me. This is the first rift we've had, and I think she would choose her family over me.
Mm.
Are we too different to work out? And how would you four handle this?
I've been in this.
That's a tough
one. I've been directly in this.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'm in that scenario, and my wife all close to her family and all this weird shit, they running their mouth talking about, they ain't paying for nothing. Listen, we're going to have a nice little powwow a few days before, just me and her. We're going to get some understanding. Mm-hmm. Like, we starting a new family together. Mm-hmm. Like, if they trying to fuck up what we got going on, you can stay with them. Simple as that. Like, this is our life. We finna build a whole new situation here. So if we got a problem, we got a problem. Not them. And if we together, then we together. So if they want to interject to what we got going on, nah, it's either me or them. And we don't need to know that now.
But can I throw a little perspective that's a little different on it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not disagreeing. Let me say that. I do think there are factors that you have to take into, because cultural upbringing is something that you have to be. I mean, when you think about what determines a person's ethics and values, you cannot eliminate cultural background, their upbringing, and how they grew up. And he mentioned that she's Caribbean.
Yep.
So for me, it's similar to something I had. Like, while my ancestry, like my origins is Nigerian Igbo tribe, I was dating an Igbo Nigerian man who was raised in Nigeria, which is not the same as being someone of those origins, right? That's a Black American growing up in America. So I experienced exactly what he was talking about. Their cultural, their religion, and how involved everybody is right. in the process, how you got to worry about how this sister going to respond, how this mother going to respond. My family's easygoing. As long as you're treating me good, they taking you in,
right.
you know, kind of thing. What I will say is I think the most important part and question is definitely having a conversation with that fiance and making sure that they, you know, I'm about to marry somebody who doesn't set boundaries for their family.
Yeah, and also,
I would say that.
It's 18 months of us dating, then all of a sudden they come up. We already got this cultural understanding. I would know that on the entry. And exactly. be like, okay, this is how they are. We're going to move accordingly.
But he said that he said he's just meeting the
That's
family.
That's what I'm saying. So you ain't
process.
That close, so fuck so all that.
Like, bitch, he hasn't seen her. He hasn't seen her around
took
her family.
The words out of my mouth.
And so now.
Like, literally, he just is exactly my
Yeah, he hasn't seen it.
I was going to say, I think that it's too soon for them to even be getting married. Because if you haven't been around them during the holidays, during somebody else getting married, I just think it's too soon. What's the rush?
Right.
Yeah. Relax. Because
Do you need a liver transplant? Do you have a case where you want to make sure she can't testify against you? What is the reason for this rush into
Let's get that understood.
Wedding?
And the thing is, they might be vocal and judgmental, but to some degree, every family wants to see be taken care of.
Yep.
But yeah.
That is true.
And they're not paying for it. But they're not paying. Black people always going to say what they think.
Yeah.
They're going to say what's on their mind.
If she can't say to her family, this is who I want to be with, respect him in that way. If he feels disrespected, clearly he does. He's asking
Caribbean
us questions.
Yeah.
And she should know this already.
But still,
it's a way. It's a way that you deal with it, though. This requires finesse from her end.
Right.
Because the reality of she can't, no Caribbean daughter's just going up to her mother telling her, you can't, this is the man I'm with. That don't fly in Caribbean households.
But she has
to help them understand why.
If he feels like this, it's because it's a consistent thing in the short time amount of time that he's been dealing with them.
But you got to take it to, so this is why I agree with Ra. Y'all are planning a wedding. Shit gets hectic in that period of time anyway. Mm-hmm. You're meeting the family. Y'all are planning your nuptials. Y'all are planning the ceremony. Somebody want this to go that way. People want this to go that way. You know, all of that kind of stuff. And we can't, with Caribbean cultures, a lot of cultures, marriage is a marriage of families, not just you marrying her. Our families are marrying. So that's what I'm saying. They need more time to understand the cultural differences so they can understand how they infuse. You can't infuse something when you don't understand how they interact independently.
Marriage to
oil and water
is families collectively coming together, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of that, it's the two of you, right? You're building your own family. You're creating your own foundation.
Yes and no, though, Lou.
I get the cultural thing.
No, I'm not talking about the cultural thing. At the end of the day, right now I'm standing here because the family member's watching my kids. Like you can't act like family don't matter because family still supports the union. Your husband and your wife comes first, but you can't just be like, fuck what your mother say, or this and this and that, or whatever.
If I love my girl, we start, we get married,
and
you ain't going without
mom, respectfully, organic, you have a different relationship with your mom, right?
Yeah, a beautiful
one. As opposed to somebody who might grow up in a two-parent household where their mother and father was actively in their life. I'm not going to just say, I don't care what my mother thinks. I don't care what my
I grew with my
think.
Mom and I love her,
but
if this is my new family, you got to be with what I'm on because I take care of everything. I take care of my mom. You better get with this program or hey.
But he never said that. Nobody said that the family is not willing to do that. It sounds like she hasn't talked to them.
She
said that they have a lot of opinions.
They brought up the ex.
I ain't paying for nothing.
Say that again. Yeah,
you bringing up an ex
while
they're
about to
get married.
Yeah, bringing up the ex.
He got more money than this.
Man, fuck
and the problem
y'all.
With that is
that's not an issue.
She stands there awkwardly. So this woman clearly is in the middle, trying to figure out how to keep him happy and also not just disrespect or upset her family. Bottom line is what I think we all are agreeing, but I think it's a combination, a multitude of things that have to come together. They're not ready to get married because they need to figure out how their individual lives actually come together, including family, because family counts.
Man, they got to get with the program or get on.
Yeah, if you love your family, you're not going to just be like, fuck them, but you're going to be like, listen, Ma, this is about to be my husband, you know, and I understand you want to see it this way, but me and him have talked, we agree, but she clearly don't got the, you know what I'm saying? The awkwardness says that she's afraid to check her people.
Yeah, she too grown to be afraid of her family like that. Like
that's what you gotta
like,
be worried
and
about.
And I get the culture thing because I've been in relationships with women from different cultures, so I understand certain ones it's very important to go by certain guidelines.
Yeah.
But we already had that understanding before we got to the wedding. But now we at the wedding and all this new stuff coming up, and you're talking about the ex boy, man. What?
You're gonna see a different person around their friends. You're gonna see a different person around their family. You're gonna see people are not always they're who they are, but you'll see different sides of their personality in spaces when you get exposed to these people. And these are the people that raised her. Right?
So I'm gonna answer this question for you, sir. From my point of view,
break it down.
Reevaluate your situation with this person. Have that conversation with her and feel if you feel like you can't deal with her and her family, right now may not be the best time for you. Hopefully, you didn't get married yet, bro. Hopefully, this episode comes out in time where you can be like, wait a minute, Lou said, Mr. Don Loquez said,
hold on
a minute. Because after you sign the papers, it's not too late, but it just changes everything.
Yeah, a lot of families break up because of that.
This is the first riff-raff we've had.
Yeah.
And I feel like she would choose her family over me. But it being the first means... It never happened before.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity to figure out, is this
something? You mentioned
something
a while back, a few episodes back.
What's
you
that?
Never really know somebody until you see them around everyone else that they care about. Right. Like Rob said, when you look through a nigga phone, look to the, at the conversation with his boys.
Right.
Yeah. Not other bitches, right? So they never had that situation where she was around them for him to even realize that this is an issue.
But it's possible she hasn't either.
And see, that's, so that's what
I'm saying. Nobody's thinking about her. And I'm not trying to say that I'm against
him. But she ain't asked the question.
Hold on. She didn't, she didn't ask the question, but he clearly loved her enough to want to figure this out. So I'm giving him the perspective to say, I know how you're feeling, but 2 seconds but figure out a way to communicate that to her, but also think about what she must be feeling. Has she brought a man to her family that she wants to marry? Has she been in a situation where she's had to bring two people together? I know a lot of people don't take you to their family unless they feel like you're somebody they would marry. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm just saying, talk with her. It's your first time y'all had the conversation. Tell her, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to be your first pick over your family, and this is a concern for me, and give her a chance to respond.
That's very important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do something fun.
I got a question.
Yeah.
I think it would be funny to see if y'all how y'all answer it.
You want him to answer?
No, just in general, anybody, right? Okay. If you was with your partner, and guys answer it as y'all the ones who fight him, right? And Ra, we answer it as women. Ra, let's just say you were out with your man, and somebody came to you with some bullshit, and he's defending your honor. He about to fight for you, right? Guys, you the guy who's fighting. But let's just say that they lost the fight.
Oh, my God.
He went up there.
For a woman like a mother.
Yeah, he ready to go up there.
God.
He's defending your honor.
I can say this. I'm definitely jumping in. Yeah, okay. It's not even a question.
You get
I'm
it in
popping.
There?
Yes. Got to. I'm jumping in. We fucking that nigga
you watch
up.
Him get his ass
got hands,
and I'm going to make sure that you don't even know that I saw that you was losing before I jumped in. I'm
going to
be like, we washing this nigga, baby. I'm definitely kicking him in his head.
Yeah.
And we're going to do this shit together.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about
they're going to meet the little bitch that went to military school real quick. I hear my mother saying,
it's
either you whoop their ass or I'm going to whoop yours. Oh. So can one of y'all answer the question I asked if you got your ass beat in front of your girl real quick?
What would I do?
Yeah, like how you coming home after
I wouldn't get my ass
got
beat.
Got your shirt ripped and all of that?
Yeah, that's tough. That's
I wouldn't
tough,
get my
man.
Ass beat in front of my girl.
We can't say that. You might think that she was about to bust his ass and didn't know he was a jujitsu level
I
eight.
Lost. He whipped my ass.
So
he
you was he got disrespectful with your bitch. No he looked like somebody you could kick their ass, but you didn't know that he was in jujitsu
okay,
7 days a week.
Right, this is what I'm gonna say.
And he did some shit and flipped you over and had you in the tub and got you together.
The first thing I'm gonna say, babe, why the fuck you always gotta look so good? And these niggas be thirsty, and then you got my ass whipped from Mr. Bruce Leroy over here. I ain't the last dragon, baby. He whooped my ass. You still love me though, right?
I need to know what a nigga like
organic is. I'm gonna be strategic with it because that could happen. Because I'm a bad motherfucker, but I'm not done. I know people got UFC and jiu-jitsu
niggas got
and karate.
Skills you ain't know about.
So what I would be like, baby, why you ain't tell me that this motherfucker was the UFC champion? I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna have one of my guys Photoshop his face to the champion. He won the UFC championship. He looked little and white, but this motherfucker no King Kundo. Let me say, trained under goddamn Conor McGregor. We gonna get some understanding. It's gonna be a whole dialogue of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We gonna get it understood.
Yeah, she
he
up
was
for
a champion.
Ass.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't no regular.
But you could have been at the movie theater and a nigga was like, bumped your bitch and they say sorry. You never know.
Yeah. But this is a different type of guy.
I'm fighting too, though. I'm definitely fighting too.
She got you for the rest of your life with her. She gonna roast you
for
the rest of your life.
Yeah, as soon as it's a bad argument, she gonna be like, "You talking
about
that
shit?" That's exactly what I was trying to see. But you got your ass whipped.
But when Jerome washed you up,
we gotta break up
at Dunkin' Donuts. You ain't had that energy for him.
Yeah, I gotta break up.
I had to jump in to fuck him up.
And back to my question, JDR, could you be with someone like Ron?
Hell no.
And that is this week's episode of On the Contrary.